Awesome. Hour three of the Jay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3. New Connect FM. Don't forget, Cardinals Blue Jays live from St. Louis. Loud and clear here. 6:20 pregame, 7:05 first pitch. A new home of Cardinals baseball, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We are going to give away Cardinals tickets later in this hour, so be listening. But right now, we got Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com, covers Illinois basketball and recruiting. He's about to go on the road here and cover Illini recruiting, the crazy July period. And right now, Brad's on the road, though. He's going to play some softball. And I've heard some legendary things about Brad Sturdy's arm from Monte. Okay.
So I don't know about that.
Come on, Brad. You got plenty left in that arm, don't you?
No, I don't know if I have much more. It's actually my arm's okay. It's my legs that don't work so well anymore. So I don't know. We're trying. So.
Well, Brad, first of all, we've been talking about a lot of draft news with Illini going undrafted. Obviously, Demetri McCamey, Jeremy Richmond, Mike Davis, we thought had a little bit of a chance but didn't get in either. What's your opinion on those guys not getting drafted?
Well, I think that you look at those, every guy had some holes and some limitations that kind of made people take pause. I think they were all on the radar. I think especially with Richmond and Kamey, they're on the radar of a lot of teams. I think the attitude concerns for Jeremy, you know, some things like that really hurt him. And also the fact that he's just not a very good shooter right now. But I think a lot of people saw his talent. A lot of people thought that he would get drafted just based on his you know, the talent and the projection that maybe in a couple of years he might be a player. With Demetri, I think people saw, you know, they were worried about his, you know, ability to guard at this level because defense was not a priority for him in Illinois, and I think they were worried about him guarding and things. Offensively, you know, I actually think he could fit as a backup, you know, type guy because of his ability. He runs pick and roll pretty well. He understands, you know, he's got good vision and things. He can knock down an open shot. You know, he showed that he shot in the 40% from 3-point range this year. So I think Demetri has a chance maybe to, you know, stick somewhere if he finds the right fit with his agent. I think with Jeremy, it's probably he's gonna have to prove himself either in the, you know, in the D League or in Europe or somewhere else before he probably gets an opportunity.
Talking with Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com. And Brad, you followed Jeremy Richmond probably since he was a freshman in high school, maybe even an eighth grader. Maturity issues always seem to be the problem. Was just no one able to get through to him? Or what are the specific maturity issues that you think really caused him to kind of take this path where now he's not drafted and now he's looking maybe the developmental league?
Well, you know, and I hate to be this way because, you know, you got to take responsibility for your actions. But I think sometimes it's not always the kid's fault because so many people don't make them accountable as they're growing up when they're that good. You know, he's the best player. You know, he was the best player in the Chicago area and best prospect for I don't know how many years. Even when you look at the class ahead of him, he's still considered the best prospect. And when he was a freshman, when he was a sophomore, you know, he's top 10 in the nation. And, you know, he kind of did what he wanted, and everybody just kind of let him do it, you know, whether it was, you know, not running back on defense, not running down the floor on offense, you know. You know, little things like that. I think, you know, talking back to coaches and things, you know, he wasn't held accountable a lot of times just because he was Jeremy Richmond. And I think that as you get to the next level, you've got to kind of show that maturity, and you've got to be able to accept criticism. You got to accept coaching and things. And I don't think that's something he had do a lot of, and so it became, you know, when he finally had to, it was difficult, and it makes it hard, and I think sometimes we glorify these kids so much that it actually does them a disservice, you know, by telling them, you know, how wonderful they are, when really, you know, they do have a lot of holes in their game and things they need to work on.
Brad, Mike Carpenter here. So this week, big splash for Coach Weber and staff, landing Jaylen James for the class of 2013. Currently a four-star on Rivals, a point guard, and one I think many hope has a Pied Piper effect with other guys in his class. Could you kind of elaborate on the importance of landing Jaylen?
Well, I think it's a great start to that 2013 class, which is, you know, 2013-2014 are very talented groups in the state of Illinois. The you know, kind of like 2011 was, where Illinois, you know, did very well and brought in some, you know, some impact freshmen here. But I think with Jaylen, the important thing, you have your point guard of the future now. You know, you've got Tracy Abrams and you've got Jaylen James behind him, and so you're kind of locked in at that position where you don't feel like you have to, you know, reach and take a kid that, you know, might be a point guard, but maybe he isn't a high major point guard. And so I think that's important. I think he's a kid that, you know, people will want to play with because he's got great vision. He's a kid who can really handle the ball and get people the ball in the right places. The other thing, he's going to play with the Illinois Wolves forever, as we know. You know, Mike Mullins at one time had a streak where he had, seven straight point guards that left his program and started as freshman in college. He's going to learn how to be a point guard over the next 2 years. I think that's where Illinois, did well getting him locked up early.
Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com joining us right now. You can read his stuff on orangeandbluenews.com. He covers Illini and Illini recruiting like none other. And Brad, Jalen, just talk a little bit about his game, what he brings. He seems to be a true point guard from what I've heard. What does he need to improve? He's still got two more years of high school before he gets to Illinois.
Biggest thing with Jalen is his strength. He was measured at 6'4" in shoes, weighed 168 pounds. So that's about the weight of my right leg. So it's not very much, when you look at that. So he needs to get a lot stronger, and he knows that. So it's not something that he doesn't know. He's going to be willing to get in the weight room and do that. The other thing, he's got to expand his range, I think, and his jumper. I think that'll come with the strength too. He's got from 15 to 17 feet. He's a tremendous shooter, but he gets out to 3-point range. Sometimes he pushes a little bit. I think that's just not being as strong. As far as the other aspects of his game, he's a very good ball handler. You know, you can always get better in the half court, learning to read things, read pick and rolls, read screens, things like that, that he's going to, have to continue to improve on. In the open floor, he's very good. You know, he gets in the open floor. At the Under Armour camp, actually, about 3 weeks ago, he actually tested the fastest in the three-quarter court sprint and also in the lane sprint. So he's got that burst. Sometimes he doesn't look like he has that burst because he kind of goes at a controlled pace. But then when he turns it on, he really does have a burst that allows him to get by people.
Jalen James from Chicago Hope. That's a Class A school, right, Brad? And is there any concern?
1A.
Yeah, is there any concern there, or is he just proving himself on the AAU circuit that he is that high major player?
I think that was the concern. I think that's why it took so many. It's taken people a long time to go out and to offer him. I think had he gone through the July period here, you'd have seen him garner a ton of offers from Midwestern schools, Big Ten, Missouri Valley, if you name it, he'd have got a ton of offers. But, with the spring period being closed, they didn't get to see him get out and play on the circuit. There were a couple schools that offered him just because, they heard good reports. So I think that's a situation where not having an open spring and they can't get out and see him. Illinois got an advantage by having him down on their team camp. Coach Weber got to watch him play in a game and see what he could do. And I think, obviously, he liked what he saw.
So, Brad Sturdy, Rivals.com, we talk about this class of 2013. It seems like since 2008, we've been talking about Tommy Hamilton, Jabari Parker, some names that are going to make the national scene. So, is there any guys there that they're really going to target in July? Is Jabari Parker still in the mix? And I know Thomas Hamilton's been an Illinois fan, or it seems like Illinois has been in a good position with him.
Yeah, I think in both those cases, they've done a great job getting in early. I think Jabari Parker's a national recruit, but he's consistently had Illinois in his top group, whether it's with Duke or Washington or whoever else you want to throw in there, but at Michigan State, Kansas. But, I think that Illinois has always been in there with him. They've done a great job. They have an excellent relationship with Jabari. I think with Tommy, he doesn't love the recruiting process. He doesn't like talking about it, but Illinois has done a great job. Jaren Sahoward and Thomas Hamilton are, they're very tight, and that's been a real positive thing for Illinois and the way they're viewed by him. And I think that at the end of the day, they're going to be in a good position, provided they can, win some games. I think that's going to be the key for them going forward over the next season. They need to show some improvements, show some progress, and really get these kids excited about Illinois.
Of course, Jabari Parker, Thomas Hamilton, names we've known for a while. But who are some names that we should pay attention to this summer that are going to be gaining some steam here, Brad?
Well, I think that, when you look at that 2014 class, that's the names that are going to be really emerging, whether it's Jahlil Okafor and Cliff Alexander is a kid that Illinois will watch very closely. They offered him this week. He came down on a campus visit. Paul White from Whitney Young was down the other day for the team camp. You can go through those guys. I think in 2013, a kid that was at the camp the other day that they're going to watch is going to be the Taphorn kid from Pekin, Nathan Taphorn. Looking maybe fill a shooter role. You've got Malcolm Hill, who's a slasher, can get to the basket. He's from down in St. Louis area. He's a 6'4" wing. That's another kid that they're going to be watching closely. So those are some of the big names that they're going to be targeting. I'm sure that there's some out-of-state kids too. You know, a kid from Cincinnati over there, Devin Williams, who they're going to watch. I mean, there are a lot of kids that they're going to make the rounds on early in this first open period and kind of see, you know, what they like. And then I think you usually see in the second period, it's more like, okay, we like this guy and we're going to follow him. We're going to watch every game. But I would be shocked if they didn't have someone watching Jabari and Tommy playing virtually every game they play this July.
That's Brad Sturdy. You can read his stuff at orangeandbluenews.com, rivals.com. And, Brad, I'm still waiting to see a Lante-Brad Sturdy matchup at the plate. So if that happens, you got to give me a call because I got to come out and see you lock his knees up.
I faced him a couple times. Lon does a pretty good job.
Come on.
That's Abe.
I'll strike him out for you.
Thanks, Brad. Well, Brad, thanks for joining us, and we'll probably try and get you on here during July because we know you're going to be all over the road covering this July recruiting period.
It'll definitely be a busy month. So.
All right, thanks, Brad. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Brad Sturdy. Does it better than anybody. If you want to read his stuff, go to orangeandbluenews.com. We're heavy to a break. If you want to give us a call, 217-359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. It's a Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.